News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, after having to sleep in a Garda station in Talla in Dublin last week, mother of seven, Margaret Cash, continues to struggle to secure accommodation for herself and her children. But yesterday, an offer of emergency accommodation by the Dublin Region Homeless Executive was rejected as it was deemed totally unsuitable. Now, the Inner City Helping Homeless charity have been working closely with the family, and their CEO, Anthony Flynn, joins us on the line. Anthony, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Anthony, just first of all, talk to us about this accommodation that was offered to Miss Cash and her family by the Region Homeless Executive yesterday. Explain, why was it turned down?
Well, the accommodation was offered late afternoon yesterday after multiple engagements yesterday morning with the Homeless Executive and absolutely no contact with them since last week. Miss Cash was actually accommodated by ourselves since last Thursday in private emergency accommodation that was suitable to her needs. The accommodation offered yesterday was in the south of Dublin, and that accommodation meant that Miss Cash would have to leave every morning the accommodation with her seven children and wouldn't be able to return back to the offer or to the offer of accommodation until 8 o'clock in the evening. That was totally unsuitable accommodation for Miss Cash with seven children. It also meant that there was no way for her to cook, there was no way for her to store or belongings, that she would have to take everything with her in the morning and come back then in the evening and walk the streets of Dublin.
Okay, so this would have been the accommodation. It was going to be available in the evening and at night time only, but the family would have been able to return to the same place each evening. And my understanding is that this was just an interim, basically, until an alternative was sourced.
Yes, so we'd already made representations on Miss Cash's behalf, and in regard to the accommodation that she was already in, the council could have took over the payments for that accommodation, and Miss Cash could have remained where she was in the interim until they did provide more stable accommodation. But the offer that was put forward for Miss Cash was totally disingenuous, in my opinion. You know, expecting her to walk the streets all day with seven children and not being able to cook meals and so forth, you know, was just unsuitable. It was one night only offer with a rolling basis, but again, her not being able to access any kind of accommodation throughout the day.
What do you deem as suitable accommodation?
Well, the fact that one room is on offer for seven children is totally unsuitable. Even the accommodation that we have her in at the moment, you know, it's only a two-bedroom apartment, but there is a kitchen, there is a living room, the space within the facility, and the costing of that is much less than the costing of what the DRHE would, the accommodation the DRHE would be providing. The simple answer and the simple solution to this was for the DRHE to take over the payments on the accommodation that we have her in since last Thursday. You know, the disingenuine offer relates back to the fact that they haven't made contact with Miss Cash since last Thursday, although they were fully aware of her situation and the situation she was in having to sleep in a Garda station. You know, my opinion is that Miss Gleeson should have come straight out of hiding there and stated that there is accommodation available last Thursday, but yet they waited until Monday. Now, look, we're doing this on a rolling basis in regard to our accommodation, and it means that she has somewhere to actually facilitate the children during the day. The council are coming back with the one-night-only offer, which, you know, was totally unacceptable.
I have a statement from Dublin Regional Housing Executive. It says, the family have been offered emergency accommodation on a continuous basis until alternative accommodation can be sourced. As we pointed out, this accommodation is evening, nighttime only, but the family will return to the same place each evening until an alternative is found. The accommodation, the family, and that this is also the accommodation that the family have previously stayed in. Now, the statement just, Anthony, goes on to say that they appreciate how difficult the situation is for Miss Cash and her family, but both the Region Homeless Executive and or the Housing Executive and also the SDCC, that they're working hard to find alternative accommodation. Unfortunately, considering the demands on the provision of emergency accommodation, there's limited supply available to local authorities. Is that not the key issue here?
Well, the key issue is that there is limited supply and there is absolutely major demand on the executive, and we're fully aware of that. We're fully willing to work with the Homeless Executive, but you know what we're listening to in sense is a kind of an air of victim blaming, where last week we heard Eileen Gleeson from Elton State that Miss Cash had been offered accommodation. You know, she didn't specify the accommodation that Miss Cash was offered. She was offered accommodation in Westmead at 9:30 at night, and meant that she had to leave two of her children in Dublin. She was only authorised to take five of her children with her. So the council are being totally disingenuous in regards to the offers that they're making. They're not being truthful to the public. And the air of contempt around what they have to say in regards to Mrs. Cash's situation, you know, they're not happy that this situation is being highlighted. Last month, 48 families spent at Knighton Garda Station.
Okay, look, I just want to come back in because I like obviously the council, I'm sure, will strongly dispute that, Anthony. And as I said, they say in their statement, not to question the bona fides of the council, but they say in their statement that they're working, they appreciate how difficult it is, that they are working extremely hard to find alternative accommodation. And as you pointed out, accommodation was offered when it was secured. They've also highlighted the fact that there's limited supply and that's what's, I suppose, putting the demands on the provision of what's really available.
But you see, the thing is that they're fully aware of Mrs. Cash's situation for the last year, and this has been going on for a year with Mrs. Cash. Last night, a family of six and a family of four were in the same situation and had no accommodation.
Okay, well,
this is an ongoing problem.
Okay, well, look, and that's something, as I mentioned in the housing executive statement, they say that considering the demands and the provision of the accommodation, there is limited supply, that they also really appreciate how difficult it is, that they're working extremely hard to find accommodation, and that is a statement from the Dublin Regional Housing Executive, and I'm sure, Shane, as well, they're endeavouring as they fully can to try and find the accommodation, and it is very difficult, and as even Anthony mentioned, there's obviously other people in quite similar situations as well. We'll leave it there for the moment. That's the CEO of the Inner City Helping Homeless charity, Anthony Flynn.